Hey, my friends, welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It is your 18-minute podcast to the world. Yes, we have about 80,000 members and growing. It's Alan Scher. You know me. I run the association. Of course, all the people who work behind me actually run the association. But today, I'm really happy because I have a good friend with me. Of course, she's still in the Great White North, but I left Minneapolis and escaped to Arizona. But please welcome Jessica Hawk from Moxie Malas. Hello, Jessica.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Alan. So good to be back.
And I hear it's not really the Great North White because isn't it going to be like 60 up there today or something?
Yeah, the high is like 55.
Is there snow left or isn't there snow?
You know, the north facing side of buildings. Yeah.
You know, the north, we would know that, right? Moss and snow on the north side of the building. That's all that there. But it's been a crazy winter, but the fact is everyone's been inside. So what the hell, right? I mean, I know you had a lot of cold weather and everything else, but we escaped.
Yes. We survived another winter.
Yeah. Just another Minnesota winter, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know my dad, when we were much younger, showed me pictures that I didn't remember when we were growing up where the snowdrifts used to be up to the eaves, to the gutters on the roof. Do you remember that? You're not old enough, are you, to remember?
Oh, I remember that. No, we had winters like that.
Mm-hmm. Seriously? Because I only thought you were like 25 years old. So.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Well, we had massive, the snow doesn't snow like that anymore. Although when I see Colorado get 4 feet of snow in late March, whatever it is, I'm glad they're still getting snow because we get the water down here from the Colorado River, right?
Yeah.
Before we went online, you and I were talking about online sites, and I happened to mention how the companies that didn't have online sites kind of caught on fast, but you were already online, right? What was your experience over the last year with online sales? And tell me if you're on Amazon or any of those other sites.
Yeah, right now I'm just selling at moxiemalas.com. I'm not on Amazon. And I purposely have not been on those sites because I want to give my retailers a better chance of sales too, and have it be a little bit more exclusive to find Moxie Malas. And but being online already before this happened was great because we already had a really strong foundation for online sales and e-commerce. And we already had channels where people were coming to moxiemalas.com. What we found with the last year is that it just amplified. You know, there were so many more people that were shopping online, and being a smaller company and being a local business, especially in Minnesota, there's a lot of love for buying local and Minnesota made, American made. Everything's made here for Moxie Malas, and there was huge support for that. And we had a lot of success because Moxie Malas is about creating intention and healing and peace. And so we had this combination of intention and e-commerce readiness. So it's been good.
I want to talk about HPI, healing, peace, and was it integrity? What did you say?
Intention.
I wonder if HP will let us get away with that, right? Giant HPI. I don't think they use healing.
Not.
Yeah, right. Okay, mm-hmm. So we want to talk about HPI. So we'll come back to that in one sec. I know our listeners can't see it, but Jessica's team is walking behind her carrying like boatloads of inventory to the workshop. So it's funny to see that we're talking in their back.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the stringing and working. So kudos.
We're working away. Yep.
They find you at M-O-X-I-E, Moxie, M-A-L-A-S.com. Malas, it's plural, right? Moxie.
Yep.
Oh, I have to tell people. So Jess and I met a long time ago, but I think it was in Las Vegas. I don't know how much. Is it 6 years
Florida.
Ago now or something when I was looking Florida. At the beat? Was it six? Oh, it was Florida. That's right.
For Lauderdale. Yeah.
And I said to Jess, I want a mala made. I want my mala made. And she started talking to me about the things I like. And one of the things, my mom loved purple. And my mom, not knowing anything about beads or healing, et cetera, used to say, oh, Alan, it's a life color.
Yes.
And so when I start looking at Jess beads, I say, you make me something in purple. Mm-hmm. And I have the cool, I wish our viewers could see it. When I send you the taping of this, you'll have to post some pictures. In fact, I'll send you a picture of me wearing it as well.
I love it. Yeah.
But I have one she made for me out of purple and charcoal beads and stuff. And I absolutely love it. And if I am at a trade show and I'm wearing it, I get stopped. Every other person's like, oh, where did you get your mala? I mean, it's the coolest thing.
I love it.
For me personally, you know this, I like touching it. I just like hanging on to it. There's something really... What am I looking for? Homey and comforting. And what am I describing to you about why I like to hang on to it?
Well, it's the energy of the stones and the crystals. And it, you know, they are, like you say, the healing, the peace, the intention, what's behind it. And it, and especially how you're saying, for it reminds you of your mom too. How comforting is that thought for most people, right?
Well, like my mom and I went back and forth over the years, but at the end of the day, you love your parents, right? And
so, yeah, right. Exactly.
But exactly. I love it. I can't wait. And of course, the second one that I got from you, which was the multicolored one, Kathy snagged that one and it lives in her drawer. So I never even got to wear it. It just moved directly to her drawer from my drawer.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk. It seems to me that everything with healing and crystals, there's been kind of, and maybe it's anecdotal, but it seems like it's become more complementary or mainstream or whatever.
Absolutely.
Well, why is that?
Well, think about the day and age that we're in, where there's so many people looking for healing, for peace, for intention and purpose. We're saturated by social media, constant input, and we're trying to digest and bring all of this experience that we are having down into wisdom. And we need something or a tool to help us stay focused on that and help us stay focused on the purpose and the intention. A lot of times we mix up our purpose with what we do, right? So like, oh, this is my job title. This is my purpose. Our purpose is not what we do or the role that we play. It's how we show up and who we show up as in that role that we're playing. And right now, more than ever, people are becoming more and more aware of who am I when I show up. And so, yeah.
I think it's always ironic, you know, can you know this from the show? Cause you put those big boards of all your jewelry up and I always find it amazing. The people who kind of, they just seem to be drawn to something, but they have no idea why it is.
Yeah. Right? That's still true. Yeah. You're drawn to what will serve you though. It's your intuition saying, I need this support right now.
Right. I think for a lot of people, maybe you need to make the, you know, everything's not linear, right? You have to make the leap of faith that a color could attract you. You know, there could be a reason you reach for something. And we haven't been very good over the years listening to our intentions for most people. It always reminds me, I say this tongue in cheek because I've done it myself. Before the days of GPS, when you're going, oh crap, was it a left or a right here? And your body might be going left and you make a right turn anyways, only to find out it was left, right?
Yep, that's it right there. Yep.
GPS has made it bulletproof, but it does not resolve intuition and intention and the listening to your own body and mind, correct?
Absolutely. Good. Yep.
Well, and I know, I mean, we've talked about this. You're in a ton of spas and salons now, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And even, and I always tell you, your stuff's not expensive enough. You need to mark the price up even higher because it's so
I do hear that.
And people love it. But I know that when you get into a spa or salon, even the staff becomes one of the main buyers of your products as well. And I always find that interesting because these are people in the healing trade. And so they should clearly understand it, right?
Right. Well, that's why they're drawn to it. It's because they do understand it, right?
Yeah. You know, it's going to be interesting as we are sitting here on, what is it today? March 19th. And now I'm having a lot of conversations with people about what is the go back thing. And I told you, I just had my first shot on Wednesday this week, and I'm due for another one in a month. But all of a sudden we've had a ton of people say, okay, where are you going first? They're not saying, are you going to travel?
Right.
They're saying, where are you going? So I love the intention that people understand that it's time to get out and it's time to pick up the ball again and get started, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think going back to shows will affect your retail business? Because I know you sell a pile at the shows, but do you think that retail will just continue to grow?
You know, I'm finding that as places were starting to reopen, that a lot of people are reordering from me now too, which is telling me that retail is moving and people are out and they're looking for experience and they're looking for connection and they want to shop. People love shopping. We miss buying something tangible that we can hold, something beautiful, right? So I definitely think that the retail experience is a little bit different. I think people are more intentional about what they're buying. And I will say that going back to the shows, it'll be interesting to see how many people are there, you know, and what the response is. We're in an unknown world right now, but right. I'm also, you know, I'm used to navigating unknowns.
Well, so, and as I've been saying to people, it's like we're on the line between the dark and the light. We can see the light. We're standing in the dark, but we can see that we're getting ready to step over the line. And that's a great thing that's coming. Speaking of retail, and my office, I know you can't see it, but I'm the bedroom that's at the front of the house is where I've set my office up. So I see UPS, FedEx, unmarked trucks, Amazon all day long. Mm-hmm. And one of my buddies, Steve Finkelstein, was talking to me the other day and he goes, I finally figured out that I can own a piece of an Amazon truck. And I said, what? He goes, well, the damn thing is here every single day. So I figured I own a piece of an Amazon truck, you know, because his wife's living on Amazon.
Oh, we all are.
Not just his wife. It's a billion people around the earth that are kind of living by digital mail order. So I don't think it's going away. But that being said, our industry is an in-person industry and people will want to get back together and flock and gather again.
Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to tell people how you okay, Jessica hates when I say this, listeners. I always call her a yoga master, but I know she's not a master. But
like easy.
Yes, talk about how you got started and how did you end up in this business?
I know it's interesting that I'm in a crystal energy business. People are like, what the heck? So I started out as a yoga teacher and I've been a yoga teacher for 11 years. I'm a 500 ERYT instructor. So I have a lot of experience behind me and a lot of knowledge that's been shared with me. And so I wanted to share this knowledge in a way that was accessible to people beyond the mat. So there's a lot of people who won't do yoga for a number of reasons, whatever reason, but they miss out on the bigger intention of, you know, personal exploration, self-exploration of healing, empowerment, transformation that can come from an intentional practice like yoga. So what I wanted to do was take that meaning and intention off of the mat and use the jewelry as a vehicle for that message. And so the jewelry really is about all of those things, the healing, the peace, the intention, but also that personal exploration, self-awareness, empowerment, transformation, and moxie, right?
And moxie. Is that moxie where the name came from?
Yeah, moxie is all about, it's like perseverance and it's a personality trait of having this cleverness, this overcoming of obstacles is to have some moxie.
I love it. Well, and it fits your personality as well. Okay. A lot of people know malas are the long string beads you wear around your neck. What do you call the beads on your wrist? Do they have
I'm just calling them bracelets. They're bracelets.
Okay. We don't have to be fancy about it, right?
Yeah. People will call it a wrist mala, but when you say bracelet, it's more relatable to people who aren't familiar.
Yeah. So, people can buy them as jewelry, but they can buy them for intention and they can buy them for healing purposes as well. It doesn't matter. If you like them, buy them. And it's not like spending thousands on a diamond. So you can actually have many, 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 many malas and bracelets. And you can't see Jessica. She's got about 20 on her wrist right now. So.
Hey, I live it. I live it. I practice what I preach.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Jessica Hawk today. She's up in the greater Minneapolis area. Her company is Moxie Malas, MALAS.com. So go find Jessica and get some healing and get some peace and get some intention. I just love it. And I love talking to you and I can't wait to see you in person too.
Oh, same. I'm so excited.
It's coming, right? We know it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me, Alan.
Thanks, Jeff. And I love that we've gone from my old stomping grounds down to Arizona and back to Minnesota, and it's all good. Thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.